Ladies and gentlemen, may I direct your attention to something quite extraordinary?
Lana has the gut.
We're entering a new era of Miami Heat basketball.
I say finals are bust, no matter what.
All that, the Dion Waiter there?
Oh, I'll tell him to shut up. It's fine.
I think Bam needs to become the face of the team. Jimmy, all the way.
I mean, Tyler Hero, you're going 4 for 12. Get out of here.
You got Bryant, Hero, and Duncan all out there at the same time. Like, who's playing defense in that lineup?
King Riles. The Godfather.
Not the rock.
Yeah. God, the beauty of the culture is because I think it's a real thing.
This culture thing, I mean, look, it started with Pat, you know, back in the 90s.
Literally, you got any thoughts?
Anthony Mason?
Isaac Washington.
Jamal Mashburn.
You're Jamal Mashburn to give you a grand long.
John Cry.
Mo Harper? Curry. Sounds good.
No question about it. I am ready to get hurt again.
Welcome, everybody, to episode number 20 of the Battered Heat Fans Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Granada. And alongside me, as always, Mr. Solana. How are you doing, sir?
Man, it has been a crazy, crazy Thursday. I had work. I had date night. We had the Panthers game.
Ooh,
there's a game going on right now. Day. Yeah, man. And then we had the main event, which was the Heat game. Unfortunately, they could not pull it out tonight, man. But it's been a crazy day, man. How's it going for you?
As good as it's going to get. Man, I really – and the game is wrapping up right now. It's literally like 8 seconds left. I really thought we were going to pull this one out tonight, especially the way we started in the first quarter. We started off red hot. I think we started off like 6 for 9 or 7 for 10, something like that from three-point land. I felt like – you know when I started feeling bad? When we were hot from three and then Thomas Bryant decided to start shooting threes. What the hell is he? Why is he fucking up the vibes? Like, that's when things started going downhill for me.
I hear you, man. I hear you. But look, honestly, I was confident, man. I was confident. Duncan Robinson was a leading scorer almost the entire game. He was balling.
Yeah.
And honestly, me and my wife, we had a little date night at La Tropical. Have you been there? The brewery in Wynwood?
In Wynwood? Yeah.
Dude,
I've been there.
I had a couple of beers. I had the Panthers game on the big screen. The Heat game on the other screen over there. It was fantastic, man. I was in heaven.
It's a nice spot.
And then, man.
Vice City, for Inter Miami fans. Vice City, there's a lot of watch parties there.
They do. I've actually went to one of the events there. It's fantastic. It gets full. And the food is fantastic. And the beer is really, really good. They have an Inter Miami beer, if I'm not mistaken. So
they do.
It's awesome. It was an awesome place, man. Honestly, the night was fantastic until, you know, the third quarter there where Luka was Luka, man. He was hitting some crazy shots, huh?
And Bam was it Chino just chimed in that he thinks Duncan and Bam cost him the game. Bam definitely didn't have his best outing, but I did want to give you a little bit of credit because you said last week, I believe, that you think that Duncan Robinson deserves consideration for most improved player. And I told you it's impossible because it goes based off of stats, right? Whoever increased more statistically as far as points per game.
Correct.
But you know what? When I really look at his game, I am pretty sure you stack him up against absolutely anybody in the NBA, and he has probably improved the most in like certain aspects of his game. Like the way he's handling the ball, like he wasn't doing that before. Like, he's getting really saucy. Like, that move he put on, was it against the Pistons? He put that behind the back and then going baseline?
I was going to tell you that. Did you catch the game on Tuesday?
Yes.
That was crazy, man. When has Duncan done that?
Exactly. So, he has to be the most improved player as far as skills are concerned. The way he's putting the ball on the court, his passes, when anybody cuts back door, you know Duncan's going to catch them with the ball. Like, Duncan has improved so much overall that I can see, and I give you credence to what you said last week. Again, I don't think he has any chance of winning it because, again, it's all based on points per game and whoever improved the most. But, man, I shout out to Duncan Robinson because even though, and like Gino said, he's upset that he had his rough moments in the fourth quarter. I think he had he's been playing so well.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I mean, I've been watching him, and especially him because he's coming off the bench, which is, you know, a little bit different to when he had his hot year. His hot year was when he started at the two or three for the Heat that entire year, and he went off on three, and it was his breakout year. And last year, you know, he was kind of relegated to the bench with, you know, all the different lineups. He was hurt a little bit, and he just didn't get it going until the playoffs. But I was really, really looking forward to this year because I read in the newspapers and stuff through Barry Jackson and, you know, other writers in the media that he was working on other aspects of his game. And I know in the Heat system, when you hear about that, it's like, all right, he's going to have another facet to his game. And I don't think he has one. I think he has two or three because he's got the vision. He's got the drive. He's got the two-man game with Bam. And then he's got the deadly three, which is almost on point to, you know, his career best of that year. So, look, you know, D-Rob is fantastic this year. Most improved player for the Heat, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and I think to this point, possibly even MVP and up there with Bam. Those two have been, to me, the most standout players this year.
As far as, I mean, we usually go over the last week in Heat basketball, but I guess we don't really have to go too in-depth. We lost to the Nuggets. We figured we would in Denver. Bam had a pretty good game that game. Beat the Jazz. Beat the Pistons. Even though that Pistons game was a little more uncomfortable than I thought it should be. I think the Pistons even took the lead late in the fourth quarter. But I think Jimmy scored 7 points in the last 53 seconds to kind of seal that win. Playoff Jimmy is back. And so I want to touch on that in a second. And then we lost today to Luka. Luka put up 35. Kyrie had like 22, 23. And we just had a rough second half. But first half, we looked good. But all in all, 2-2 over the last four games, 35 and 27. I think we're about a game out of fourth or fifth, the fifth seed behind the Knicks. So I feel like this team has been looking pretty solid so far. How are you feeling as far as the way we are in the standings? Because let me just double check before I say something incorrectly. But I believe we are currently the sixth seed. We are, yes, we are the sixth seed. We are just half a game. No, this hasn't been updated. But we're a full game behind the Knicks. So that would put us a game and a half behind the Magic, which are the fourth seed. How are you feeling about the Heat this late into the season?
I'm feeling chilly, man. Honestly, the Heat are going to have ups and downs, more ups and downs in this, you know, latter half of the season. But look, the Mavericks, let's not discount them, man. They are a tough team. They have very, very good players. And Doncic had a triple-double, you know, a 30-point triple-double. And he, you know, I heard he was going to tie or possibly surpass Russell Westbrook. So, I mean, hats off to him. He had an awesome game. And the Heat just weren't at their 100%. You know, we talked about it a little bit earlier, which, you know, mentioning it, Bam didn't have his best game. And the Heat need to have three of their best players to have great games. And today we only saw two of them have, you know, great or good games, not three. And the Heat need those three to have great games in order to win games.
All right. So since we last spoke, we let go of Drew Smith. We brought in Patty Mills. Wanted to get your thoughts on the Patty Mills signing. Actually, let me go first. Patty Mills, I follow the Brooklyn Nets very closely, right? I'm from Brooklyn. That was my team. So I follow the Brooklyn Nets closely. I watched him play while he was there with Kevin Durant, Kyrie. Okay. He is no longer good. He, unfortunately, his three-point shot doesn't fall like you wish it would. And when his three-point shot isn't falling, he's not a good ball handler, and he's horrible defensively. So with that being said, I don't think they picked him up to be a contributor. If he is coming in for Drew Smith, he's literally coming in to be a veteran presence in that locker room. And I don't doubt that if on a random spot moment that he could just come in and hit you a big three here and there. And so for that, maybe he will, but I don't think he's going to be getting consistent minutes. So as far as just a locker room presence, I'm okay with it. What do you think about the Patty Mills signing?
I mean, first off, shout out to the front office for bringing out the first, you know, the first Aussie. I cannot wait to go on Sunday with my son and yell Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. So I'm excited about that. You know, shout out to Sean Marks, who was the first Kiwi, you know, to be on the Heat roster. So, you know, two nice names out there, man. Two crazy names. But, man, look, I remember the Patty Mills that annihilated us when he was on the Spurs, right? In the 2013-2014 season. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, when he didn't have the dreads, he had the fade. But I'm also, and I talked to the, you know, talked about it in our little chat, and I told you, look, I'm a believer that the Heat are able to rehabilitate careers. Now, I understand Patty Mills is at the probably latter part of his career. He's, you know, 100%. Maybe close to retirement, but again, the Heat have been known to get something out of somebody's tired legs. So
yeah,
just like you said, it, if they need a three, if they need an extra ball handler, now with Josh Richardson going down, now that we know he's going to have shoulder surgery, look, he brings another veteran presence to the locker room, somebody who can, you know, who's been there, who's won championships. And that's what the Heat are about. Championships, you know, championship blood, championship culture. And I think he's just going to add not only to the locker room, but I think he will have his spots, whether it be in the playoffs or late in the season, he will have his spots to prove himself.
I will tell you, much like you said about the Heat getting the most out of the veterans, I have absolutely no doubt. Let's say it's game five of a playoff series and somebody goes down and they just randomly put him in for the last, I don't know, 90 seconds of the third quarter. I have absolutely no doubt that the first corner open three that he takes, it's going in. Like, you just feel it happening. Like, that's just the kind of the way things go.
I was thinking you were going to say he was going to rattle off 9 points. And I was going to be like, bro, no doubt, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, something like that. I mean, look, because I've seen him and the way he's been shooting over the last couple of years, I wouldn't say the three in a row. But, I mean, again, I would have put it past him either. It's like one of those cool sports stories that just randomly happen and you remember it forever.
Shout out to Italy, who's not here. You know, unfortunately, he had to work tonight. But shout out to Italy. He sent us a video of like some, or at least maybe he sent it to me, maybe he didn't send it to you, of some crazy highlights of Patty Mills, you know, in the last couple of years. So, you know, I know Italy's hyped. So if Italy's hyped, I'm behind Italy. I'm behind him. You know, I'm all in.
Yeah. I look, again, because I've seen him recently, it's hard for me to get on board, but hopefully you guys are right, because man, I'm telling you, he was pretty dreadful. Look, he couldn't even get playing time in Atlanta. Atlanta just let him go because he just wasn't playing. But like you said, hopefully that Heat culture creeps in and he does something. So before we get into the next four games coming up this week, I know you went to the family fest or family event that they had over there in Sunday. I want to know if you want to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, man, absolutely. It was absolutely fantastic. Shout out to my brother Alejandro Solana. He hooked it up with the tickets. So I took my son out there. I have a little picture here. I took it for you, bro. Only for you.
Yeah. I know. I don't. Everybody, was he the only one out there? Is that what you?
He was not, man. He was not. So everybody was out there. Even you know, for those of you that didn't go, there was a couple of crazy appearances. So Rick Ross was out there. He had a little mini concert. He sang two or three songs. He got Pat Riley to do a little Gritty, which was funny as hell. Whoa. So all the players were out there. Tyler Hero was with his daughter, but you know, Thomas Bryant was there. My son was like, oh my God, Thomas Bryant. And I thought it was cute that my son knew Thomas. He knows all the players, but I just thought it was cute that he knew Thomas Bryant, who really nobody knows. So I went up to him, had a chat with him, told him congrats for, you know, winning his championship last year. I appreciated him being on the Heat. Honestly, nice guy, man. And as you can see, my son there was like amazed by how tall he is,
yeah.
Yeah. So, but honestly, the Heat put on like a fantastic event. You know, they had bumper cars for the little kids. They had some other little race cars for the little kids. It was awesome. Awesome. My son, you know, got to say what's up to Jax, got to meet Duncan Robinson. Really, it was an awesome event. Awesome event. So for those of you that haven't been able to go out there, you know, definitely check it out next year. If you need tickets or anything, hit me up. You know, I'll see what I can do to help you out, to facilitate that.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a fun event. I wish I could have made it out there. That's the kind of event that you want to go with your kids for sure.
100%. Right.
So before we record next time, we'll be playing three more games. We have the OKC Thunder tomorrow night, a second night of a back-to-back. Then on Sunday, we play the Wizards at home. And then we have the Nuggets at home on Wednesday. So just before I ask you your prediction for the next three games, that OKC game, back-to-back, Jimmy Butler played most of this fourth quarter. I don't know if that's an indication that he's probably going to sit out that tomorrow night's game. How are you feeling about Jimmy Butler playing tomorrow and just the next three games in general?
You know, if Jimmy Butler has to sit, you know, then I support Spo and Jimmy Butler's decision to sit. I think at this point, I mean, it's a four, you know, I think it's pretty obvious that the Heat are going to make the playoffs unless something disastrous happens in the last few weeks of the season. So we need to start thinking long term here. So if he needs to sit, he should sit. And that's okay, because next man up, Triple J. And we know what happens when Triple J is in the lineup and Jimmy Butler and doesn't play.
Not. You're right. Yeah, that's
so
true.
So, you know, I'm okay with it. You know, maybe we'll get to see Patty Mills in the lineup. I don't know if he's already, you know, suited up or not, or, you know, if he's going to be on the bench. But if not, again, we always have somebody that's next man up, that's ready to go. And I'm not worried, man.
I mean, even if you don't win, you don't expect a blowout. Yeah, you're not. Even if they don't win, they'll put up a fight.
100%.
So what are you thinking? OKC, Washington, and Denver.
Look, man, I'm thinking I'm going to go 2-1. I think, you know, I think the Heat pull it out tomorrow, you know, knowing that they lost tonight in Dallas. They have a game tomorrow, and then they have a couple days off after that. I think, you know, they will put in their all and pull it out tomorrow. It's going to be tough against, you know, Shea Gilgeous and Alexander. He's really something, man. He's really something. I think, again, I think it's going to be a loss against Denver. I think, you know, we pull out the win against Washington. That's the game that you have to win. That's the game I'm going to. They better win. Taking my son on Sunday. So if any of you are out there, I'll be in 115. Come say what's up.
And then Denver.
Denver, man. I think that's going to be a tough one. I think they can win, but I'm going to say 2-1, loss to Denver.
I'm going to go with you 2-1, but I think they lose to OKC tomorrow. But I think that they're going to get up for that Denver game. Bam plays well when he plays against Jokic. I think that they're going to get up for that game at home, and I'm going to say that that's a win. So I'm going to go 2-1, which puts us at 37-28, much like you said. And all we need is a top six seed. You just want to stay out of the playoff, the play-in tournament, right? And 100%. I think that for the most part, they're going to fall somewhere between fourth and sixth seed. So I wouldn't worry about that either. And I think we're going to be good. Look, playoff Jimmy seems to be here. Like, that's what you're usually waiting for. And it's here. Playoff Jimmy has arrived, it looks like. And, I mean, right on time, right? We got about a month until the playoffs start. So, I mean, it's that time of year. It's that fun time of year. We're 62 games into the season. Literally 20 games left in the year.
20 games left.
That's it. This is the fun part of the Miami Heat season, because, you know, the regular season really doesn't matter when you're a Heat fan.
Nope, and I can't wait for Italy to come down. I hope we're still in the playoffs by then. I could take them to a game.
There we go. All right, any final words there, Solana?
I know we got to go watch the Inter-Miami game now. Second half is starting or has started, but one final word I want to say is to all you haters out there about Tyler Hero coming off the bench and this and that. Look, man, I think Duncan Robinson has proved it that he needs to be the starter at least through the end of the season. And Tyler Hero needs to lead that second unit. So if you're a hater about that, you know, just keep it to yourself. We don't want to hear about it. Stick to the Heat culture, and let's go Heat.
I'm with you. And then you brought up the Inter-Miami game. Just so you know, it's only 5 minutes into the second half, and the score is 2-1. So it's been a fun second half 2-1. Already. So
2-1 who?
Yeah. Nashville's up 2-1.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, yeah. I'll go upstairs and watch you and my wife.
All
man.
Right. There you go. Enjoy. So if you're listening on audio, appreciate you watching all the way to the end. Please, 5 stars, comment, review. If you're watching on YouTube, appreciate you watching all the way to the end. Please like, subscribe, share, tell your friends. And until next Thursday, have a good one.